Trump campaign, debate opportunity to hold Kamala Harris accountable for Biden-Harris record. By Nick Gilbertson on September 9, 2024. Senior Trump campaign adviser Jason Miller said Monday that former President Donald Trump will hold Vice President Kamala Harris accountable for the countless failures of her and President Joe Biden's administration during their debate Tuesday. Miller spoke with reporters during a Trump campaign press call on the eve of the ABC News debate. He contended that Harris, who owns every failure of the Harris-Biden administration, has actually been running the country, not Biden, whose cognitive fitness came under intense scrutiny after his debate with Trump in June, which marked the demise of his political career. "So we saw from the debate with Joe Biden when President Trump went up against Joe Biden, that Biden's not in charge of anything. I don't think he's in charge of tying his shoes, let alone being in charge of the administration," Miller said. "And so the question is, then, who is actually in charge of the country right now? And as you go and start to unpack it, which I'll do here in a moment, it's very clear that Kamala Harris is the one who's been running the country the entire time." Still speaking of Harris, Miller said, "You can't talk about turning the page when you're the one who created our current nightmare." Miller pointed to the administration's failures across the board, including the border, inflation-inducing legislation, and the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, as several examples. "Kamala Harris is the border czar and owns the border crisis. This is all on Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was the deciding vote for two stimulus bills, which led to sky-high inflation," even Larry Summers and others said. "Don't go and do this, but Kamala went and did it anyways," Miller said. Kamala Harris bragged about being the last person in the room before Joe Biden carried out the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. Watch, Trump releases video commemorating three-year anniversary of Afghanistan attack and shredding Kamala. Miller said viewers could expect some surprises during the debate as well, pointing to other issues he sees her as owning. "So when you think about other things that Kamala Harris is in charge of, since Joe Biden is incompetent and is not actually in charge, everything from Mayor Pete screwing up the airlines to East Palestine to every other disaster that we have seen. Think about the Maui wildfires, every single one of these disasters are on Kamala Harris." Miller added that Trump pays attention to everything. "I think largely because of this, this is why Kamala's, the new Obama campaign team advisors who've come in. This is why they kept her off the trail for 2 months. Because they know that Kamala Harris can't defend her own record, let alone defending the records of everybody else," he said. Miller also says that Harris created another weakness for herself, which centers around her waffling on issues and her statement to CNN's Dana Bash during her interview alongside Governor Tim Walz, DMN, that her values have not changed. Miller detailed that this really opens the door to talking about what are those values? What has Kamala Harris stood for over the years, going all the way back to the beginning, with the point being these are dangerously liberal, liberal policy positions, he added. The debate will occur on Tuesday at 9 p.m. ET at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. ABC News has shared details on how to tune into the debate here.